We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and my guest today is an author, speaker, coach, and trainer, Betty Norland, and you're going to talk about a journey, a health journey that's led you to this mission. How are you, Betty?
I am great, Neil. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm so excited to be here with your audience.
Yeah, and so before we go into some of the questions I want to ask you specifically, I want to hear this backstory of why you're here to help people in their health. You went through some health issues yourself, and you can tell that story that gave you your why, and that why is why you're doing what you're doing.
That is very true. So if I take you back on a journey through my life, back in my late 20s, I was vibrant and energetic and just full of life and had my fingers in many things and loved it. That's kind of my life, my energy, my lifestyle. And then I got struck with a virus, and it was Epstein-Barr virus or chronic fatigue syndrome. And that virus shut me down. It shut me down. So by the time we figured out what was going on with my health, my body had weakened to the point that I was in bed 20 hours a day, too weak to move. And I remained that way for about 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
And as I slowly got the energy to research what the heck this Epstein-Barr virus chronic fatigue syndrome was, what I learned is a third of the people got better and stayed better. A third of the people never got better. And a third of the people it recycled through their life. And so something deep inside my spirit said, you're going to be in the third that gets better and stays better. But, and I don't know if you know this, I didn't know this until it happened to me. When you have a virus, the doctors can't cure viruses. I think a lot of people have probably kind of learned or are learning that with COVID, but I learned this lesson 30 years ago. And so something deep inside of me said, work on rebuilding your immune system naturally and then teach others to do it. So that's kind of my jumping off point. And I've been studying this information for 30 or 40 years and have learned a lot of fascinating things.
So what does the body teach us about order and collaboration?
So the very first lesson that I got is when I got out of college, I worked for a chiropractor. So probably most of us that are listening are familiar with what I'm about to share with this. But with the spine, the bottom of the spine, the nerve endings in the bottom of the spine correspond to the nerve endings in the bottom of your, or the lower part of your body. And the nerve endings in the top of your spine more correspond to the upper part of your body. And so that's kind of a perfect order from head to toe. Well, that in and of itself didn't necessarily impress me or make an impact on me, but it gave me the window that as I learned new things, I was able to start connecting them. So fast forward, when I went through my virus journey, I ended up by accident finding a book on iridology. And so with the study of iridology, that's a study of the iris and what the body teaches you about what's going on inside. And in the West, people don't respect that. They don't think there's enough science behind it. They don't agree with the teachings. But in Russia and in Russia, you have to be a medical doctor to practice iridology. So the things that fascinated me about the iris and the iridology is the top of your eye corresponds to your brain. Okay. As you go around one side of your body, like the right side of your body, the organs that appear in the right side of your body will appear only in the right eye. The organs that appear in the left side of your body will only appear in your left eye. And so your body is mapped in perfect order from head to toe within your eyes. And then there's also seven rings from your pupil to the edge of your iris. And what made me a believer, Neil, was that I was going through the chronic fatigue. I was constipated. My body was not working like it should. And the third ring from the pupil represents the colon. And what this book said is that it's going to be darker when you're constipated. I'm thinking, right, sure. But sure enough, when I looked in my eyes, that was true. And as my body started working better, that ring started clearing up. And so the eye, just looking at the eye, you can see if you're acidic, you can see if your body is rebuilding an immune system. There's a yellow haze that will kind of tell you that you've got too much acid in your body. There's a white haze that will tell you your body's kind of in a rebuilding process. So there was a lot of information that the body knows. The body communicates and it talks to each other internally, because how else are the cells and what's going on internally going to show up in the eye or show up in the spine?
Right.
And I'll share one other story with you. Did you know, and I don't know if you know this or not, but did you know that you can stimulate your immune system by rubbing your feet?
No, I did not know that.
Okay, so this is, I learned this from a nurse in World War II. And this nurse would go by, like she worked with guys that were in body casts from their armpits to their toes. And she and the other nurses would go through and they would rub the guy's toes. That was all that was exposed. Mm. And the guys in her unit got better more fully and quicker than the guys in the same condition in another unit. She never knew that. But then fast forward as she, you know, got out of World War II and she got into life, she studied reflexology and she studied colonics. And reflexology, between the big toe and the second toe, is the immune system. And so what they were doing without knowing it is they were stimulating the immune system.
Okay. What does the body teach us about positive words and attitude?
I keep learning new things. So I wrote a book about 10 years ago called Our Bodies, the Optimal Design. And a lot of my health programs are a branch from that where I learn more and I go deeper and deeper. And so one of the things I learned when I was preparing my program, Naturally Recharge Your Health, is I interviewed a woman, Allison J.K. She's got a PhD in holistic health. Okay. And she talked about what happens chemically within the body is that when you are saying yes to something, when something is a positive, it's a go. And people have probably heard this, your body kind of opens up. And so things flow better. When you say no, you're afraid, you're shrinking down, the body gets tighter, it closes up. So the flow of what's going through your body is a little bit more difficult. And so that's one thing that happens is that your body functions more freely. And when the oxygen and the cells and the blood and everything are getting to where they need to go, that's going to help with your overall health. I'm a firm believer that if we can get the internal system within our body in the best state possible, then we can either beat disease, we can manage disease, we can avoid disease. And so that's one thing. But as I was just developing a program that's coming out this fall called Optimal Order, The Secrets to Revitalizing Your Health, I learned this and I didn't know this. I have known for years, and do you know, Neil, that the body is very electrical?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so the body is all plus and minus, it's electricity.
Oh yeah, like that's where you hear about electricity and The Secret and stuff, right? It's all connected.
I read The Secret, but I don't remember all the details. So maybe, but I don't know. But the body's very electrical, and so what I learned, it was you and I were talking about teaching before we started the interview. It was on a website, Chem for Kids, that teaches chemistry to kids. But what they said is, your protons are positive. Your electrons are negative, but this is what I didn't know. Electrons are 1,000 times smaller or like less heavy than a proton. So the body is teaching us, in my mind, that the positive charge is so much more important than the negative charge. That's where we should be spending our time. And yet research shows that through self-talk and other things, we focus a lot on what's wrong. How can we fix it?
Right.
I did that growing up, instead of what's right and how can we celebrate.
And so the manifestation and specific things, now you said about, heard about energy in the body. I do remember now after you said that, my brain woke up in this and said, oh, yes, the body and energy, basically, if the reason why we can be connected and manifestation in the universe is based on our energy, and we're all energy in certain ways. And if you're saying our body is energy, it makes complete sense. And if we're going to be talking positive attitudes, things are going to go right in our lives. If we're talking negative words, negative things are going to attack because of our body, and our body will feel it. And also our results will feel it as well. So it's very interesting that your connectivity to the health and how that can lead to the result of your life based on that. So, I mean, I'd love to have more time with you, but we are running out of time in this segment. Where can people find more information on you and learn more about you?
They can come to BettyNorland.com, which is my website. It talks about all of my programs. They can also email me at transform@BettyNorland.com. And I want to also mention that there has been new scientific research in the last 5 or 10 years, which is now beginning to support the meridian systems. There's some research that's been done on chakra systems. So one of my big questions throughout time was, how does the nervous system in the West and the systems in the East tie together? And so a lot of that's incorporated in my programs as well. Neil, thank you.
This is very intriguing stuff, very interesting, and definitely alternative way of health and figuring out health. And it's important because your body needs to be healthy or you can't function and everything else. So I appreciate you coming by, Betty.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.